The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, August the 22nd. Good to have you here today. We're going to talk about an organization that calls themselves the Missouri River Bluff Association. And we've got Steve Johnson with us. Welcome back to Radio Friends, Steve.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
What is the Missouri River Bluff Association?
The Missouri River Bluffs Association is a nonprofit organization, and our goal really is to support small businesses in the five county areas in central Missouri along the Missouri River, in the counties of Boone, Callaway, Osage, Cole, and Montauk counties.
But you told me that your goal is to build a tourism corridor between—
Our goal is to create a heritage tourism corridor from St. Louis to Kansas City.
And how do you plan to do that?
Well, actually, there are currently four organizations like the Missouri River Bluffs Association, three of them along from St. Louis to Kansas City, and then a fourth over in the Mississippi River Hills area. And so the organization on the eastern edge near St. Louis is called the Missouri Rhine Valley Association. Mm-hmm. Then in central Missouri is the Missouri River Bluffs Association.
Do your borders kind of connect there?
Yes. Or? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then from Boonville to Independence or Kansas City is the Old Trails Association. So okay. all three of these organizations are working to really to build an organization in their own counties, and then as we get stronger, we'll be working more together. We're doing some projects together, but we're really trying to build the organization itself. But the idea is to encourage people to come to the Missouri River Valley and vacation and recreate, you know, ride the Katy Trail, get out on the river and canoe or kayak, go to the small communities along the river and visit these historic communities and their
it's a totally different feel in many of the small towns than the larger cities.
Yes.
And it's almost in many places you're stepping back in time when you go down to Roachport. It's like you're stepping back in time.
Well, I think Boonville, for example, for the size of community, has the most houses on the historic register. The city of Boonville, and of course, you know, they're not as old as some of the houses on the East Coast or in Europe or anything, but. A lot of the houses were built in the 1850s, some of them before the Civil War, and so they're beautiful houses, and people have spent a lot of money fixing them up. So that's really what we're encouraging people, and of course, we're really trying to develop grassroots economic development, sustainable economic development that nobody's going to ship these jobs to China or wherever.
Right. So, they're not going to shift them overseas if you develop it
them overseas.
Right here. I want to talk about the taste of Missouri in just a minute. But Easley, is the old general store in Easley still there, do you know?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, it's here in Columbia. The Easley store is at the Historical Society.
That's right. That was several years ago it moved there, didn't it?
Yes. They're actually a member of the Missouri River Bluffs Association.
Okay, so the old Easley – that's right. How could I forget that? Many years ago, I used to go down, drive down there, and ride my bike in the summertime along the river and go into that old Easley General store on a hot day, and they'd have a little window air conditioner going. It'd be so hot. You go in there and they'd have that old soda cooler, and you can
– I think they've got that out there at the Historical Society.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the things that we're promoting, of course, are the historical societies. It's really kind of amazing when you go into – these small communities. A good example is Manitowoc County in California, the Manitowoc County Historical Society there. They've got a beautiful museum. The old downtown area is High Street. Mm-hmm. They've redone the old Fink Theater there and the Fink building right next door. They've redone an old building and turned it into the Historical Society building. And so they've just built a new library onto the Historical Society.
We're so fortunate. We don't have to travel to Europe if we want to see the old world. We can we can travel right around central Missouri.
Right.
But tell us about the taste of local Missouri. You've got something coming up this Saturday, right? Cole
County? Well, yes. In Jefferson City, the Taste of Local Missouri will happen this coming Saturday. Basically, the best opportunities for economic development right now is food. Here in Boone County, we spend somewhere between $500 and $700 million on food. And the Kellogg Foundation says that the average item of food in the grocery store travels 1,500 miles. Well, if we were just buying 10% of our food from local producers, our friends and neighbors who are growing food, that would put $50 to $70 million into the economy here in Boone County. And so that's the kind of economic development that we really want to do. So we're doing these Taste of Local Missouri food festivals to encourage people to come and meet the producers, the people that are growing food in central Missouri. And this one will be in Jefferson City on the old historic Munichburg neighborhood. The best way to understand where it is almost everybody knows where the Central Dairy Ice Cream Shop is. Well, the Dunklin Avenue Historic District is right behind Central Dairy Ice Cream Shop.
Okay. So that'll be this coming Saturday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
That's correct.
In Jefferson City. Now, we got about a minute left. You've got another one coming up then in September?
September the 7th will be here in Columbia.
Where?
In Flat Branch Park.
Okay.
From 4 to 8. And then on the Saturday, October the 12th, we'll be in Boonville at Kemper Park.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. If people want more information about the Missouri River Bluff Association, how do they go about getting
that? Well, they can go to tasteoflocalmissouri at gmail.com, or they can go to Mow Deep Roots.
Isn't that going to send you an email?
If they want an email, yeah, tasteoflocalmissouri at gmail.com, okay. Or they can go to Taste of Local Missouri, www.tasteoflocalmissouri.com, Mow Deep Roots.
That's okay.
Which is a website.
Got it. MowDeepRoots.com.
That's right.
.com.
Okay. That's our cooking videos and recipes using local food.
Got it all. Thank you so much, Steve Johnson. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio with Pat Agers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.